I think the one on the right. Yes, definitely that one. Except if you can make the three stars in the back larger, so large they're going off the page, it would be excellent. Might be a subtle way to imply the idea of Krystakistan expansion in the general public without outright saying it and incurring the wrath of everyone else on the continent. Though, even if that doesn't work, you've done a great job on the design. All for Krystakistan. That's good. That should keep citizens riding on this wave of nationalism for a good while longer. Well, the plan you wrote down a month ago was to print around a few thousand copies and post them all in northern towns near the Regian border. If you want specific numbers after all the legality, talk to Claire. She'll be overseeing the operation. I'd much rather have you stay here in the capital. Well, quite frankly, because I don't think it's important enough to send you. It's more insurance than anything that the refugee population living there will stay loyal to the state should negotiations with the Regians turn south. No. We aren't declaring war, no matter how many times it's suggested. I know you're only jesting, but with Regia's continued stubbornness, war is starting to look like a definite possibility. Not that we won't be able to handle war. Young women all over the country are volunteering for the military like children running to a candy store. I think I have you to thank for that, my Minister of Propaganda. And the bitch too, I suppose. I'm sorry. I always forget she's your sister. Because you two are nothing alike. Your sister, General Lenore, is a headstrong, arrogant, shoot-first, ask-questions-later type who takes what she wants and will do anything to get ahead. You know, typical woman. You're reasonable. And to do what you're told. You're much more pleasant company to be around. Not that that means much, when I would rather talk to an unchained rabid dog than to your sister. I have every right to dislike her. Yes, she may have gained his territory in Reggie's Badlands in the recent skirmishes, but there are times I think that people respect her more than they respect me, and that is a problem. As Director of State, I hold unopposed power in national affairs, yet Lenore thinks she can challenge that with her public speeches and hollow platitudes. It's become a real pain in my ass. I can't send you to the Palestad Tower. People would question why their national icon is imprisoned. But I also can't let her run about doing as she pleases, openly defying me. It's a delicate situation, to say the least. Which is precisely what I want to talk to you about today. I know you hold more loyalty to me than you do to your sister. Ironically, I can't say the same for the rest of my officials. It's interesting times when the Director of State has no choice but to turn to a man for help, let alone the brother of her political rival. Don't pretend it's not odd. You're the only man in the building who holds a position higher than secretary. No. It's not only because your sister's a war hero. In fact, quite the opposite. You do good work. If you didn't, I would have thrown you out onto the streets years ago already. You should be proud of yourself. You're blushing. So, since I can trust only you to be on my side when it comes to matters regarding your sister, I thought we could discuss ways of dealing with her in a more subtle manner. Somehow make my face more synonymous with Krystakistan than hers already is. That's why I asked you to meet me here in the war room. All right. I suppose we are declaring war on your sister. Just a different kind of war. We need to discuss propagandization strategy. Come over to the Kyrgyzstan map. The capital should not be a problem, nor should the border towns along the north or south. Those border towns are mostly refugees from recent Kyrgyzstan acquisitions, who I think are more happy to be freed from their old corrupt regimes than loyal to any political figure. Though we should also target them briefly to ensure their loyalty to me before Lenora sinks her teeth in. No. There's not a lot of room between the table and the wall. We'll just have to make do. The main problem is going to be the eastern portion of the country. Please, look over here. Ever since the Mirian raids 10 years ago, citizens all along the mountain range have worshipped Lenore like a goddess after saving their towns from occupation. Even though it was pure luck, her platoon happened to be in the area when the raids began. Now, these two cities are the main hub of eastern activity, so if we... Please move. If we target specific... Please, if you could just... Just walk around me. I know it's a tight squeeze, but we have to... What did you just do? Don't insult me. I felt that. No, you did not just move past me. You grabbed my rear. That was not brushing against me. What you did was far more... Minister? Are you trying to seduce me? Stop making excuses and answer the question. No, I refuse to believe that was an innocent mistake. Now tell me. Are you trying to seduce me? Because he just touched me in a sensual manner, not befitting of two high-ranking Kyrgyzstan officials? Now answer me. Are you trying to seduce me? What? Overreacting? The gall you must have to... Good minister, I am the director of state. What I say is law, and I say that I am certainly not overreacting. What are you trying to gain from this? Are you using your male wiles to try and curry political favor? No. Then what? I... No, you know what? No. No. You're dismissed. Go ahead and head back to your home. No, no, I don't want to hear your excuses. Just go. We'll reconvene at a later date. Good day, Minister.
Hier encore, j'avais 20 ans, je caressais le temps.
Good evening. Glory to Kazakhstan. May I come in? Yes, as Director of State, I do have the authority to enter any private domicile without prior warning or authorization from other governmental bodies, but I would rather have your permission. Will you let me in? Thank you. I prefer to keep my office's hat on. Thank you. I don't think I'll be staying too long. Yes. I looked through the records myself to find out where you live. I never realized you lived in such cramped lodgings. I suppose it would be passing strange for a man to own any land, but then a high-ranking official living in a class 3 residential building is also rather odd. You live a strange life, don't you? Considered a second-hand citizen by society? Yet you still have the Director of State knocking at your door for a house call. Yes, actually, 2 would be lovely. Yes, luck is fine. I'm going to be frank. Our Kazakhstan Director of State needs to represent the needs of the country and its people as best as she can in all that she does. Oftentimes, this means abstaining from more personal needs to focus on the desires of the greater public. In most respects, I exemplify this. Earlier today, however, I fear let my emotions get the better of me. Despite being about business as usual, the conversation that flowed between us was more fluid than any I've had in the past 4 months. It felt nice to speak like a person again. Thank you. No, it's right. I like it hot. When you brushed against my bottom when we were strategizing at the map, I felt a carnal longing that had been absent from my mind for a long time. It has been years since I have felt the comforting touch of a man against my body, and I'm afraid that I let that feeling control me. That is the first reason for my outburst. And the second reason is that I, well, ever since you began working with us, I fancied you. But again, as Director of State, I resisted that romantic urge for the good of the country. Because I hate your sister. I thought my feelings for you would die out eventually, but they have persisted year after year. So, when I felt you touch me in a, well, in an almost scandalous way, those warm feelings I had for you felt realized and reciprocated. When I asked if you were trying to seduce me, it was only half accusatory. I wanted you to say yes. If only to feel desire and sexually for a brief moment once again. Um, So, for the reasons I have just elaborated on, I thought it would be my best interest to visit you in your home and apologize. I'm sorry. I can assure you that I now have my emotions in check and won't be as excitable in the future. I have also quelled any romantic feelings I had toward you so that you might return to work as my Minister of Propaganda tomorrow without any skewed vision of our relationship being anything more than platonic. I hope I haven't caused you any undue worry. Do you accept my apology? You're staring. Yes, ever since I met you. Still staring. Why? What do you mean, why? Surely you must realize. You manipulate the hearts and minds of a country for a living, yet you can't see what another person might find appealing in you? No, I'm not insulting, I'm just surprised. I thought you were more self-aware than that. You mean to say you never used your looks to get you where you are now? Yes, your looks. Yes. Yes, you are attractive. I thought you knew that. I've had to reprimand more than a few councilwomen for staring after you as you left the room. Did you not? Oh. You're blushing. But, yes, you are rather easy on the eyes. Now you know, and now we could maybe use that to our advantage in regards to our campaign against her sister. I'm willing to discuss it if... What? Me specifically? Why do you want to know that? Well, besides being a very pretty thing to look at, I always felt that you shared my vision for what the country should be. You're the only one who cares as much as I do. You aren't blinded by the, frankly, bullshit some of the idiots we work with spit out, and you have a good head on your shoulders. You're smart, easy to talk to, and can actually be funny every once in a while. Most of the girls in our office are incredibly boring people looking out for their own personal gain, whose only redeeming quality is fear of my power. But you always gave off a very different impression. I mean, you live in a class 3 apartment, so you can't be looking for personal gain. You're the most honest person I have in my council, and I would... What? What's wrong? Why are you covering your face? Have I offended? Please sit down on the couch. Are you crying? You're not. Then what? For God's sake, compose yourself. What the hell is the matter with you? I'm only trying to apologize, which you know is not a favorite pastime of mine. Remove your hands. You should be thankful that... Your whole face is red. My face is just inches from yours. You're staring at me again. Why do you keep doing that? You look so... cute. When you blush. No. I can't do this. I made a promise to myself that I wouldn't let these flights of fancy get the better of me. I have a duty to the country, and you have beautiful lips. She's stopping me. This can't be what you want. No. It's not. I can show you what you really want. Lie down. Let me get on top of you. Look. This shirt. Too many medals and buttons. It won't work if only one of us disrobes. Do me the honor of showing me your chest while I get this undershirt off. I'll take off my hat. What's that? Leave the hat on. I will. Oh, well. Glad you like to be reminded of who your superior is, my beautiful boy. Now, shirt off. Oh, look at this chest. It's gorgeous. You really are a beautiful thing, aren't you? But what am I thinking? All Uzbekistan officials deserve equal treatment under the law. If I got to stroke your chest, I'm legally obligated to let you touch mine. That my country were but a man, that I might control him with a single tint. Oh. Touch them. So gentle. You'd be rougher than that, my beauty. You're hesitating. Have you never laid with a woman before? That's right. I take delight in conquering those smaller than me and making them my own. Now, stay your fear and come to my breast. Ha ha. adorable sounds. This is where you belong. Here in my arms. Oh, your hair smells wonderful. Doing with your trousers, just keep suckling. Oh, there it is. Now, let me show you how to use this member of yours. Here. I'm gonna take all the rest of my clothes off and. Just insert yourself inside me. Oh. Anything for you, my sweet. I would say it's an honor to be your first. You certainly could have picked worse. Oh, it really has been too long. Good for you. Suckling on my teeth again. Okay. You like how they bounce in your face. You know, I've been wanting this for a very, very long time, haven't you? Oh, no. This is erased. You get to come in due time now. Now, I appreciate that you're trying to impress me, but just sit back and relax and let me run.
Wonderful cock. And take what's mine.
Ah! push. Oh, the earth keeps coming through. Oh, yes. Oh, rub me like that. Oh, God. Oh. Spill yourself inside me. Show me exactly how devoted you are. How devoted you are to your country. How devoted you are to your church of state. Oh, not to it. That was wonderful. This is the mess. Nothing's wrong. You were lovely. I don't know what happens next. This was an incredibly foolish thing to do. Leaders as we are cannot give in to passion. How will this passion affect us now when we need to work to ensure that the Kazakhstan people are safe? They're fed. We can't be throwing coy glances at each other across the room when the threat of Reggie and retaliation becomes real. And what if word of this gets out? And a married man lying with the director of state. Even the newspaper is going to grasp a scandal of such biblical proportions. We can't get married. Your fucking sister would never give us her blessings. Oh, good, say, damn your blessing. I'm director of state and I do what I want. But marriage without the blessing of the family's head woman. Public would riot. Everything is so much more complex now that this has happened. But for you, for us, I think it's worth it. Come, rest your head on my chest. I could stay only a while longer, or I might never leave.
Yes. We will do this again. Soon. But for now, we're alone and we have each other. Let us pretend there is no world out there. No politics or skirmishes or intrigue. Only us. Rest easy, my beauty.